Over the recent months, we've discussed a number of themes in this podcast, but one of the dominant themes have been the story of higher maize prices in South Africa. And of course, maize always takes the headline because this is a staple crop in South Africa and the Southern Africa region. It also plays an important role in our livestock and poultry industries. They use it as a major feed. And the big story of 2024 was the midsummer drought, which led to major crop losses. Now, it's not that we did not know that we were going to have a drought. In fact, we were in an El Nino period in 2023-24 season. But much of the indications at the time suggested that the arrival of an El Nino could be late from around about March onwards. And that led to a thinking that perhaps we could be able to plant early and get through the season and have the crop flowering while much of South Africa was still receiving good rains and the dry weather conditions could begin from March onwards, which at the time, it wouldn't be much of a challenge because once we pass through the flowering or pollination stage, we are typically in a good space at that time. But the reality was the opposite of that. We were hit by the midsummer drought from the start of February, and that led to major damages across many fields in South Africa. And now if you consider the fact that farmers had planted a slightly bigger area last year compared to the year before that, it meant then that the losses were also large to the farmers. If you think about how much just in maize we lost in South Africa, our maize harvest was down by 21% year on year. We harvested about 12.9 million tons. But I would still that in South Africa, we were much better than what happened in the region. And I think what helped us is the fact that we used improved seed cultivars, higher fertilizers, and better farming methods to an extent. Because if you think about Zimbabwe, the farmers there lost 60% of their maize crop. In Zambia, they lost 50% of their maize crop. We read about major losses in crop in Lesotho, Mozambique, Madagascar, all kinds of regions in Southern Africa, Malawi, and the others. So it's been a very difficult season in general. But then given that this region consumes white maize as a staple grain, that meant then that there will be a lot of demand for white maize. And outside South Africa, the only country that produces white maize in large volumes is Mexico, and the US, they plant it on contract. Now, with South Africa having a harvest of 12.9 million tons, that was above our annual consumption of between 11.5 to 11.8 million tons. And if you consider that in seasons before, we had a good harvest, to the extent that our opening stocks were about 2.4 million tons or so, which boosted then the availability of supplies that South Africa has, to an extent that we think for the 2024-25 marketing year, which ends in May this year, South Africa's maize exports will reach 2 million tons. South Africa now, between May 2024 and the end of January 2025, had exported about 1.8 million tons of maize. So that tells you then that even though the season was tough, South Africa was exporting to the region. But generally, the supplies were tight. And I think the story then of a stronger demand for maize in Southern Africa as a result of their crop losses in their fields, combined with the fact that South Africa also did not have a lot of supplies, they were tight, and our crop also was not as bigger, these combination of these factors led to the increase in maize prices that we were talking about. When this year started, in the first few weeks of January, white maize prices in South Africa traded at levels around 6,700 rand per ton. At the time, yellow maize prices also traded at levels that are around 5,100 rand per ton. You think about those levels and you compare them from a year before that, January 2024, that was up plus 30%. And the key justification was the fact that our supplies were tight and the region was demanding more maize. Those were some of the things that were playing out in the market at the time. But what's interesting right now is that at the end of the week, on 14th February 2025, maize prices in just a space of less than a month have actually declined significantly. The maize prices ended the day on the 14th of February 2025 with white maize at about 5,500 rand a ton and yellow maize trading at around 4,400 rand a ton. That means then for white maize, it's a decline of about 1,000 rand plus in maize prices. The same within the yellow maize side, it's a decline of about 200 rands or so compared to where the prices were in the previous month. So the question is, what has happened? Why are maize prices retreating and declining? Which is a good thing if you are a consumer or user of this product. I think what has changed so far is not so much on the stocks. I mean, the stocks are tight. We're still worried about that. And we also worry that the producer deliveries will be late. They will not be as early as what we have seen in the past few years. And the reason for that is that the farmers planted late in some areas. The rain was delayed. But I think fundamentally, the weather has changed from the time where we were talking about El Nino to now where we are talking about La Nina, which is usually above normal rainfall in much of South Africa. And yes, there was a period at which we did not get the rainfall in November, up until somewhere in December where we started getting the rain, but farmers have now managed to plant across the country. And if you think about maize in general, the farmers have planted about 2.64 million hectares. This is up mildly, 0.4% from a year ago. And in terms of white, 1.6 million tons or so that they've planted, up 3% year on year. And then about a million hectares of that is in yellow maize, down about 3%. And I think the change in the area has a lot to do with the prices. And the heat wave of somewhere in November into early December, I think, yes, it strained the crop, but with the recent rains that we have received, it's fair to say that in large part, the crop is looking well. There are patches in parts of the Free State where you will see that you drive a little bit, you hit areas that are very dry, and then another areas that have had a good crop. And I think it's similar stuff when you're talking to people in the Northwest or talking to people in parts of Limpopo, Mpumalanga. But I think overall, in general, South Africa's maize crop is in a fair condition compared with what we have seen about a year ago. And I think the optimistic view about the harvest is in part one of the factors that has led to this decline that we are seeing in prices right now. But I think even more welcoming is the fact that if you talk to weather forecasters, you look at what they put out there in the market, they suggest that we may actually continue to receive good rains through all the way into March. Now, if we receive good rains through to March, it does mean that even the areas that planted late, which would ordinarily be worried that, oh, these areas may struggle with rains in times of pollination, because the pollination that would have typically happened in February will now be happening in March. I think even in those areas, there's a sense of comfort that we are pretty much sitting relatively well if the rain will continue through to the end of March. And I think the fact that the farmers have planted and the crop is in a fair condition despite the areas that are strained, combined with the positive outlook for weather conditions, is one of the factors that is driving the prices to the decline that we have seen. Globally, also, there's optimism about just the general maize production outlook. Although the majority of maize that is planted in the world is yellow, but I think overall it adds to this story and the sentiment of a decline in maize prices, which is what we are currently seeing now in SAFEX. And of course, if you are a farmer, these are not really the ideal price direction that you would like to see, especially as you planted with higher input costs. But I mean, let's face it, even with these levels that we are in, these prices are still at least 25 to 30% up year-on-year basis. So it still cushions the farmers to a certain extent. But I think for the consumer, this bodes well with the direction of continuous moderation on prices. But I should be quick, though, to warn that the fact that we are seeing a bit of a decline in maize prices, people shouldn't suddenly think, when they go and buy stuff at their stores, they will find maize meal and maize products declining, because we have gone through a period of higher maize prices for some time, and there's a lag of between 3 to 4 months before what we have seen sustained at a farm level transpires at a retail level, and even transpiring there, not in full proportion, because remember, there are processing, packaging, and distribution costs that needs to be accounted to alongside that time delay. But I think what this offers us is that if the prices of maize continue to moderate, you could assume that somewhere from the end of Q2 going into the second half of the year, we could see that grain-related food products will continue to moderate, especially as we see similar direction in terms of wheat prices internationally. So I would say for consumers, we really are moving back into a favorable environment in terms of food inflation. That's the rate at which food prices are increasing. So overall, really a constructive picture compared with the story that we have been talking about from a year ago of an environment of higher maize prices, worries about the drought. I think that the rainfall outlook is favorable. Maize prices are starting to soften. The only thing that I worry about is the Southern Africa region, because I'm not quite sure at this point how much of the Zimbabwean crop is looking good. I know that they planted slightly less area than last year, but I'm not sure how their crop is looking like, Zambia and the others, because these countries are the major consumers of maize, and we all hope that they can see a recovery in maize production now so that the entire region could be better agricultural production. But with all of that said, I think on our side, we view this year as a period of a recovery in agricultural production. And with that, folks, let me stop there for this week's segment. And again, I must thank the people that make it possible for you to hear my voice and get this podcast. And those are Richard Humphrey, Sam Kokeli, Nelisiwe Chabalala, and Amanda Murimba. Huge thanks to them for producing this podcast. And as always, follow me on socials, Wandi Lesihlobo, at all social media platforms, and the publisher of this podcast, The Financial Mails, as well as Mkokeli Podcast on X. Thank you for listening.